Dear Father, we just come forward this morning. Just want to thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for allowing us to get together this morning and for the rain that you've been sending and the cooler weather. Just ask that you be with each and everyone here, God. Just bless them. Just ask that you be with Floyd and Jessica. So trying to head back this way. Just ask that you be with them. Be with Peter and his heart. Just be with him. Just ask that you would be with all the others scattered around the world. Just now, but, you know. Okay. Ready for chapter 22 this morning. A good man is to be chosen more than much wealth, and good grace more than silver and gold. The rich man and the poor man meet with one another, but the Lord made both. An astute man, seeing an evil man severely punished, is himself instructed. But those passing by without discernment suffer loss. The fear of the Lord and riches and glory and life are the offspring of wisdom. Thorns and snares are in the ways of the crooked, but he who guards his soul will keep away from them. The rich will rule over the poor, and servants will lend to their own masters. He who sorrows worthless things will reap evil things. And he who brings to an end the plague of his works. God blesses a cheerful man and a giver. And he will bring to an end the vanity of his works. He who shows mercy to a poor man shall himself be supported, for he gave his own bread to the poor man. He who gives gifts to a poor man gains victory and honor for himself. However, he who buys him takes away his soul. Cast out a pestilent man from the assembly, and a contention will go out with him. For whenever he sits in the assembly, he dishonors everyone. The Lord loves holy hearts, and all the blameless are acceptable to him. A king governs lips, and the eyes of the Lord maintain perception. But the lawless man despises his words. A slothful man makes excuses and says, "There is a lion in the way and murderers in the streets." The mouth of a lawless man is a deep pit. And the man hated by the Lord shall fall into it. Evil ways are before a man, and he does not love to turn away from them. But it is necessary to turn away from a crooked and evil way. Folly fastens itself to the heart of a child, for the rod and instruction are far from him. He who oppresses a poor man increases his possessions, yet he gives them to a rich man to lessen them. Incline your ear to the words of the wise and hear my word, and establish your heart that you may know they are good. If you apply them to your heart, they will gladden you, and at the same time be upon your lips, that your hope might be in the Lord, and his ways might be known to you, and register them upon the breadth of your heart for yourself threefold. For counsel and knowledge, therefore, I teach you a true word and good knowledge to be obeyed, that you might answer words of truth to those who question you. Do not rob the poor, for he is needy, and do not dishonor the helpless at the gates, for the Lord will judge his cause, and you will deliver your soul from violence. Do not be a companion to an angry man, and do not associate with a quick-tempered friend, lest you learn his ways and receive a snare for your soul. Do not give yourself as surety because you respect a person. For if you do not have the wherewithal to make comprehension, they will take your bed from your under you. And do not remove the eternal landmarks your fathers established, and an observant man and one astute in his business should be present with kings, and he should not be present with slothful men. A lot of good verses in there. There's a lot to say about several things, I guess, but one of the verses that I like is verse 8. It says, God blesses a cheerful man, or God blesses a cheerful man and the giver. It's good to always try to have a good attitude about things and to help people and to just be a giver and help people where you can. I guess for your assignment next week, just
last week we're supposed to find the verse in chapter 21 that stood out to us and memorize it and tell what it means. And I found verse 30. As a horse is prepared for war. A horse is prepared for war, but help is in the Lord.
Proverbs 21, verse 3. To be righteous and to speak the truth are better than the blood of sacrifices. And I need to remember to do good things and to speak the truth and not just once in a while give something for to try to please God.
I got verse 8, how it says, it is better to dwell in a corner in the open air than wrongdoing in plastered rooms in a shared house. And that stood out to me how it's better to trust in the Lord no matter what condition you're in rather than to be in a shared house where there's evil going on everywhere.
Proverbs 21:25.
Proverbs 21:30. A horse is prepared for the day of war, but help is from the Lord. And that stood out to me because if we're trusting in our stuff and thinking that we're just the top people and everybody else not so great and just not being good with our things, well, really, God's helping us do have good times, and he's not helping us when we're so proud, and we just think, oh, we can do it for sure. And we just, he can make it so we can't do it at all, and he can also make it so we can do it.
I got Proverbs 21, verse 2. Every man appears righteous to himself, but God makes hearts right. And that's interesting how all through history, like Pharisees, for example, thought they were right and doing the right thing and thought they were doing God a favor. And so we need to do right. I mean, sometimes we think we're right, and we need to not argue a point, but just do God's teachings.
Verse 25, an ungodly man desires evil all day long, but a righteous man shows mercy and compassion unsparingly. I'm trying to be more merciful.
I got Proverbs 21, verse 22. He who guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from tribulation. I thought if we think about what we're going to say before we say it, we'll be happy with what we said later.
I got the same as Arthur, verse 2. Every man appears righteous to himself, but the Lord makes hearts right. But we also need to acknowledge our wrong before we can even start to make it right.
Proverbs 21:25. The ungodly man desires evil all day long, but the righteous man shows mercy and compassion sparingly. And it means the righteous man just shows mercy whenever he's having hard times and shows it to everybody. And the ungodly man just does what he wants, doesn't care.
I got verse 28. An ungodly man resists shamelessly to the face, but the righteous man himself understands his ways. And ungodly men just use force shamelessly a lot of times. But a godly man, an upright man, even though other people don't understand what he's doing, he knows what he's looking for.
I picked Proverbs 21, verse 22. He who guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from tribulation. And I looked up the word tribulation. It's a cause of extended time of suffering or persecution. And so what you say or don't say can cause trouble and tribulation. And about guarding your mouth, there is a time to say the thing, and I think that guarding your mouth doesn't mean just to keep silent. Sometimes you need to say the thing. Like I think there's this verse: a word fitly spoken is like apples and honey. And
I got Proverbs 21:20. The way of righteousness and mercy shall find life and glory. So that's encouraging sometimes. There's a reward for this.
At 21:2, every man appears righteous, but the Lord makes hearts right. And a lot of people these days think they're doing right, and they don't need anybody to show them or what they're doing, tell them what they're doing wrong, and say they got it figured out already.
I got Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2. Every man appears righteous to himself, but the Lord makes hearts right. And that's something I need to work on, because I can just think I'm, like while we're at work or whatever, think I'm just completely right, and I won't listen to anybody, and It's really silly, but I'm always needing to check myself on that. So.
Verse 30 means that you can get all ready for anything in your life, but if you don't have God to help you, you don't have anything.